Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I am so excited to have you. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell, founder of the Secret Vibe. So first of all, my first question is, what are you thinking about? What are you focused on? Because I want you to attract in all the goodies. I want you to change your vibe. So switch from a complaining vibe and focus on what you want. This is the place where you get to change your vibration. And today I have an amazing guest, Paula Elizabeth Jordan. I think this is the third time that I've had her on the show. And today we're here to gift you. We're here to raise the vibration. We're here to increase your consciousness. That's why we do what we do, okay? To awaken you. So Paula Elizabeth, welcome, welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge.
You have so much. It's an honor, Valerie.
Yes. You have a degree in theology. You're mm-hmm. also a Montessori teacher, and you have a mm-hmm. passion for spiritual development and personal development.
Exactly.
Yes. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So we're going to talk today about beauty, ladies. You know, there's a lot of ladies that are listening. And let's talk about beauty. Paula, what's your contribution today?
Okay, just to give some perspective of how this came up because in a previous show, Valerie and I were talking about how being truly spiritual doesn't mean, you know, giving up everything that's connected with ego, like money, fame, and power, because mm-hmm. used power, if you like, the power from God to make the impact he made. So, and I happened to comment to Valerie that when I was writing about this, I connected it to a concept I had come up with, which I called the purpose of beauty, mm-hmm. and how you can be truly spiritual and not have to give up, you know, the desire to want to look good.
Yes, yes.
Because as we discussed, Valerie and I have actually both been to convent schools, different convent schools, but we've been to convent schools, and we were discussing that nuns who are your traditional or part of your traditional idea of what, you know, a spiritual being, they have to dress conservatively, they have to take a vow of chastity. And we were talking in a previous interview how you can be a totally spiritual person and not have to do any of this. Mm. And time ran out before we got to the purpose.
Yes.
And this is what, for me, the purpose of beauty is. Mm-hmm. And I call it the purpose of beauty because it's not just about sort of looking good or, you know, just image, if you like. There's a deeper purpose to beauty, I feel. And as a typical girly girl, feminine girl, however you want to express it, you know, I've always had an interest in spirituality, but I didn't want to, you know, feel unattractive either. Mm. And that concept came to me. Okay, there's two things I'm going to show you that really illustrate this.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The first, right? It's a series I remember watching, I think, somewhere in my teens. Yes. Basically, and the only reason I watched this is because my sister's best friend had another friend who was in this. And it starred Penelope Keith also. So in honor of this, because I knew someone in it, you know, yeah. I watched it. Now, Penelope Keith in this series played a woman who was a rich woman who basically inherited three children because their parents died and their parents were connected with her. I can't remember whether she's their aunt or something like that. So now the girl who is the oldest girl, played by my sister's best friend, right? She was a bit of a, oh, I want to, you know, be an activist and go on demonstrations about, you know, injustices and for nature and all this kind of thing. Mm. And then there was just two younger boys, right? And interestingly, in part of this series, it had it that she needed braces. And obviously Penelope Keith's character wanted her to have braces. And she was like, oh, I'm not having braces. That's for vain people. You know, I'm just going to be all natural as I was born. And, you know, because I want to to sort of be egotistical. And, you know, I want to sort of help the world. And she changed her mind. And she was having this argument with Penelope Keith's character. And she said, oh, out of curiosity, what made you change your mind? And she said that she was advised by another activist who she had respect for that people would listen to her if she had straight teeth. So she decided to straighten her teeth.
Right.
And I said, that's it. You'll have a bigger impact. I mean, rightly or wrongly, if people find you attractive, your words will have a bigger impact. And
Absolutely.
It's not... vain. You know, there's a real purpose. And let me illustrate this further. Mm. Who person who everyone can connect with, who's had, who's given the biggest example of the purpose of beauty? The late Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Because she was always standing up for good causes, children and minds. And I don't think anyone will ever forget of that time that she took her
remaining
arms, you know, she was continuously, and when she visited people who were in poor situations, she nurtured them, she caressed them, she spoke to them, she gave them kind of, she gave them the love and attention that she felt that maybe they didn't receive as they deserved.
Yes.
And this is why we all loved her, because, you know, she had a heart.
Yeah.
And also, she was so glamorous and lovely on the outside as well.
Yes.
And she was, in her time, the most photographed woman on the planet.
Yes.
Sometimes people, you know, think that that could have been part of what caused her death, sadly, was that she was hounded so much that it
It's so strange that you speak about Princess Diana, because it was literally 2 weeks ago that I went on Netflix and I actually watched the series on her, on Diana.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really strange that you're talking about that, because I absolutely adored her. And when she died, I grieved as if
my exactly. sister, the whole of England
yes.
had to be able to be sort of present in some way at her funeral.
Yes.
It was watching it on the television or whether it was just lining the streets.
Yes.
Everybody was mortified.
Yes.
Now, if she doesn't illustrate the purpose of beauty using her glamorous, sophisticated look, amplify the good she was doing.
Yes, and I think what it was with Princess Diana, she had physical beauty and inner beauty.
Exactly.
And she aligned, she aligned the gift that she had been given to open doors for her.
Exactly.
One of the things that I always say to people is that you're perfectly packaged for your purpose. Whether it's your talents or your natural aptitudes that you have in life, those are gifts that have been given to you. And so therefore your beauty, your physical, your aesthetics, just like, for example, a runner who's, what's the Jamaican guy? Why has his name gone out of my head?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, he's been given those legs and
exactly.
built in a particular way to open that door for him so that he's an excellent runner. And you have to use everything that God has blessed you with.
Exactly.
To your gift. And she was, for me, a resounding example of that, you know, like
absolutely
her looks, and you know, even models You know, they would give her, you know, the Vivienne Westwood and
all exactly
of, because the clothes hang on her beautifully how they wanted it to look.
Exactly, so exactly. It was
literally her looks allowed her to line up with her inner assignment and to go exactly out and allow doors to open because she was beautiful.
Absolutely.
And earlier we were talking about the fact that men are visual creatures. Everybody yes loves to look at something that is pleasing to the eye. I mean, men and women, but especially men. And yes, I've done a few shows before where I've emphasized the fact that if a man is not, doesn't find you attractive in some way, shape or form, I'm talking about physically,
yes,
will not then open the book to find out what your character is because
exactly
it's essential to him. So
exactly
she was attractive to men in terms of her physical beauty, and she was also attractive to women, you know, in terms of
exactly
that allowed her to show her content and the cover of the book at the same time.
So yes, absolutely.
I encourage all women out there who are beautiful, don't shy away, especially when, you know, I remember being at a seminar once and I heard a woman say to the host that was on stage, oh, she's so sick and tired of guys telling her that she's beauty or being or feeling attracted to her because of her outside. And I was like, well, what do you expect? You know, that is
exactly
that is going to happen. That is, embrace it. You know, it's a compliment.
Exactly.
Use that
exactly
as the door. Open the door. And now let him see your character. Let him see your inner beauty. And there she was complaining about it, you know?
I know. Shall I tell you something really interesting as well?
Mm-hmm.
I read an article a few years back in direct correspondence to something I read in the newspaper. This wonderful head teacher from a school had absolutely received a load of stick from parents because she asked them, get this, to put some clothes on to drop their children.
I heard about that. I heard yes about that, yes.
And I firmly agree with yes what she said.
Yes, turning up in your pajamas and
exactly
a and what sort of
exactly
setting?
Now, let me just say, right, what I feel the message you give to yourself is, if you don't bother even getting out of your pajamas,
mm-hmm,
worth it, this day isn't worth it, nothing is good is going to happen, so I yes might as well just stay in my pajamas and go back to bed.
Yes,
I have to tell you, I make an effort every day, mm-hmm, right, because not for vanity purposes, but because, right, when do most people definitely dress up? When something good happens, when they're going to a wedding, right? If you see your body as your temple, what do in a temple? You decorate it, you make it look beautiful, you make it look amazing, because
yes
it's a place of worship.
Yes.
And the early Christian places of worship were called temples in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, you would adorn it. You, mm-hmm, you know, you wouldn't want it looking shabby, would you? So it's the same for you. What do you tell yourself? What do you communicate with yourself,
mm-hmm,
when you make effort? You communicate with yourself, I'm worth it. Life is worth it. Something amazing is going to happen today.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm, and you're preparing yourself for something amazing, just as if you were going to a wedding or something.
Yeah.
You know, you act like every day something amazing could happen. The most likelihood is it will.
Mm-hmm.
And I have experienced like that. So don't feel vain to make a bit of effort every day. And, you know, avoid clothes that are making do and going a bit shabby. You know, get, Florence Scovel Shinn actually talks about this, is don't wear clothes that don't make you feel abundant. You know, yes, always wear an outfit that makes you feel abundant.
Yes. Sorry, for those who don't know who Florence Scovel Shinn is, you mustn't make assumptions. She's a metaphysical teacher. What year was she born? Was it in the 60s?
She was born in
1871. Yes.
And she died in 1940.
Yes. So she was a metaphysical, very spiritual teacher, and she's an author. Her books are out.
Yes.
Florence
Scovel Shin. And if you look for her book, The Complete Works of Florence Scovel Shin, oh, brilliant.
Yes.
And if you go to Nevolution, you can actually find as good as audio copies of them.
What is Evolution, by the way?
Nevolution. Sorry, it's a channel on YouTube. Sorry. Right. It's called Nevolution.
Nevolution.
Yes.
N-E-V-E.
As in, like, Neville Goddard. But she is very...
Oh, Nevolution. Okay.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. I wasn't clear about that.
Yeah. You have to remember, some people don't know who Neville Goddard is. It's the first time they're hearing about it. So, Nevolution. Okay, right.
Yes.
And he was also a metaphysical law of attraction teacher.
Yes.
And he distributed his wisdom via books. So they're more or less they're in the same genre, basically.
Yes, they're very similar characters. I mean, you definitely feel that Neville Goddard must have been influenced by Florence Scovel Shin, just from the things he says.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they both have this amazing metaphysical interpretation of the Bible and of life. And yeah, I mean, which is similar to how I view things. So it's a way of viewing things that gives the power back to you, that gives the choice back to you.
Yes.
Still, in grace of God, you know, I want this, and let God choose how he interprets what you want, if you like.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a good
exactly.
That's a good way of looking at it. How God
exactly interprets
what you want. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I think as well, you know, talking about, you know, earlier in one of our earlier shows, we spoke about spirituality versus religion. And
yes,
I think with religion, growing up, they made religion seem almost as if God was outside of yourself. He was this person
yes.
that was sitting in the sky with a,
yes.
you know, on a golden chair, as opposed to understanding that Christ, God is within. We're
exactly.
all
citizens of the Christ God, within.
Of the Spirit. And there's a Christ within. And if you get still enough, you can hear that little voice inside of you, that spiritual voice that talks.
So true.
But we're so caught up with our busy lives that sometimes just to come home and think, oh my gosh, I'm going to meditate, it sounds crazy. But if you just take your time and love yourself, because that is what a part of self-love is to take
exactly.
the time, meditate, and ask to hear that little voice and be expectant of hearing it, you will hear it. It will literally just work through you, you know, and follow that guidance and not lean on your own understanding. Listen
exactly.
to that knows everything.
But, exactly.
Mm.
And one amazing thing, how I feel that Florence Scovel Shin sort of illustrates intuition, that still small voice.
Yes.
And commonly known as a hunch, as she says. She says it's just that quiet, calm message, right, that never explains itself. And I love how she tells the story of she got an intuitive hit to go to a bakery, and she knew she wouldn't want anything.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, yes.
She doesn't particularly like, but she went because she, you know, there was no way she was going to violate a hunch.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went there, of course, there was nothing that she wanted.
Yes, yes.
The reason she was sent there wasn't anything to do with the bakery or what the bakery had to
yes.
offer. It's
yes.
just because that connective consciousness, or God, if you like, you know, however you want to view it, knew that someone who was very much in need of her help was going to be at that bakery by the time she got there.
Yes.
And so she could help this lady.
Yes.
You know, if we ignore that, what do you mean go to a bakery? I don't like things at the bakery. Then you would ignore
yes.
that intuitive hit. I mean, how do you so know?
You're leaning on your own understanding. You're leaning on your
exactly.
understanding of why you
exactly.
go there, which the Bible tells us, do not lean on your own understanding.
Exactly.
Yes.
And another lady who had lost, I think, quite a bit of money and only had an ermine wrap, right? This was in the days where, you know, you could... they hadn't said, right, no fur, that's cruel to animals.
Mm-hmm.
So she German rap, right? And it was the only thing that she didn't think likely to get very much for it, that she had of any worth to sell. And after speaking with Florence Scovel-Shinn, it was quite a stormy day, and she got a very big hunch to take a taxi home. Mm-hmm. Well, getting out of the taxi, she sees an old friend who's a very rich friend because her Rolls Royce is out of use in that particular day, and a very kind friend. And she happened to mention this ermine wrap to this friend. And this friend says to her, "Why, my dear, I will give you $1,000 for it." Mm-hmm. Who would think that getting in a taxi would mean she would meet someone who would give her $1,000 for an ermine wrap that she didn't even think she may get 100 for.
Yes. And she just followed, and she just followed.
It was amazing.
She followed the hunch. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. As Florence Scovel-Shinn says, intuition never explains itself.
Yes, and I love that. It doesn't, does it? You just
exactly
a brick road, one foot in front of the other. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I've heard as well of people who have done, what do you call them? They've done like activities, I think is the word, to increase their intuitive abilities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What they do is that you pair up with someone and you're either given an object you have to hold in your hand, or you're asked to, they're asked to think about something and you're asked to guess what they're thinking about. And it's interesting because, you know, people have said, why am I getting the feeling I'm on an aeroplane and there's clouds outside the window? And the person in their hand is holding an aeroplane ticket.
Yes, yes.
The thing is, I read it in a book from she's considered the person who knows the most about intuition, and she's got a PhD in metaphysics, and she's connected with Christianity and the Bible. Her name is Sonia Choquette, that's it.
Okay.
And she recalls, I've got her book, I've actually got it, one of her books, Ask Your Guides, right?
Okay, Sonia Choquette.
Mm-hmm. Connected to Christianity. She
can talks, you hold it up a bit, just in case somebody really wants to see the
title. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And the name.
I just everything. Connected, you can see how used it is, because
yes.
That's
yes.
And I really connected to this, and she was saying, I think in one of her own classes, how I think she got people to think about something and the partner had to say what they were thinking about. And one person said, "Why am I having, I don't know, something like Rover come into my mind or something?" Mm. And she couldn't understand why, it just didn't seem to make sense. But to the person that she was partnered with, it very much made sense. I think it was about a dog or something.
It was
something that wouldn't make sense to you. Well, Rover, why is this, you know, coming into my mind? Whereas, you know, it made perfect sense to the other person. So just never
following your intuition. One of the things, yes, I like to teach people is that, you know, like Neville Goddard, he says, feeling is the secret.
Yes.
And again, Florence described in one of her books, it was about a man, and he wanted to buy a fur coat. And he went with his wife to the shop, and he, you know, was looking for fur coats, and, you know, I think it was his last £700 or something like that. It was an amount that was quite expensive for a coat. And he saw certain coats and he tried it on. He said, "No, this is not the right one." And, you know, and the wife was just looking at him thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is like our last money." But she trusted in him. And then
he
found a coat, and it was interesting that when he put it on, he said, "Yep, this is the right one. I feel abundant in it."
Exactly. And
later on, he then went on to make some really lucrative deals because
he felt rich.
Yes. So it's always about feeling the vibration first. You feel it first. You feel grateful first. You feel abundant
first.
And then it will be added unto you. You know,
exactly.
Even, you know, because this is a relationship show, I just felt like I need to add this as well. In the Bible, it says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing." So again, it's like you have to be a wife first. You have to feel like a wife first, and then you attract your husband. So it's all about
the
feeling first. You know, so it's like, how are you?
I absolutely agree. Thinking from the relationship,
not Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.